The Cowichan Consort Orchestra presents an evening of Spanish music on November 2 in Duncan. Called España, the show will take place at the Christian Reformed Church at 930 Trunk Road, starting at 7:30 p.m. Conductor Pippa Williams has selected 8 works of Spanish origin or Spanish themes, like Bizet's Carmen Suite No. 1 Foot and Tchaikovsky's Spanish Dance, from Swan Lake. Spanish dancer Estelle Currier will also guest star. This concert is a good concert for students or children interested in the percussion section of the orchestra, as well, said a press release for the show. This is the first concert of the consort's 33rd season. The consort choir will present Handel's Messiah on December 7, accompanied by the orchestra. Get tickets for España at Volume 1 Bookstore in Duncan or at the door. All seats are $20. The Cowichan Valley Naturalists' next event will feature Bill Heath speaking about the larval crab monitoring project. The event takes place on November 4 at 9:30 a.m. at the Fish Health Building, 1080 Warncliffe Road, Duncan. This citizen science-based study using a light trap is focused on learning about the dispersal and arrival of Dungeness crab larvae each year at 30 sites in BC coastal waters. This crab species supports BC's second-largest commercial fishery. Fiesta World Craft Fair is bringing the world to the Cowichan Valley on Saturday and Sunday, November 9 and 10, each day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Founders Hall at Queen Margaret's School in Duncan at 660 Brownsea Avenue will be transformed into a global mall, with 35 vendors selling a variety of quality, unique, handmade, eco-friendly fair trade products. In its 12th year, Fiesta attracts stores and nonprofit organizations from the Lower Mainland and up and down Vancouver Island. New vendors include Agnes with Alpaca Bears from a women's cooperative in Peru, Julia of Spa Za with household items, Soleil from Argentina with handbags and wallets, Savory Island Fair Trade Store, Ruby with children's knitwear and jewelry from Ecuador, Margaret of Didi Bahini with jewelry and accessories from Nepal, and Adu with organic cotton tablecloths from Uganda. There will also be indigenous wild rice shea butter products, beadwork from Guatemala, pop-up cards from Vietnam and high-end fabrics and blankets from Nepal. There will also be larger stores occupying multiple tables, including Salt Spring Island Fair Trade Store, Global Village Nanaimo, and Mystic Lotus from Parksville. The Yellow Submachine will be creating gourmet submarine sandwiches and mini donuts, coffee, tea, and more. Admission is $2. Check out FiestaWorldCraftBazaar.org for more information. The public is invited to help Sylvan United Church celebrate its 20th anniversary with a luncheon on November 10. Tickets are $20 each for the luncheon, which will take place after the church service. The menu included beef or chicken pie made by the Farmers Institute, a tossed salad and cake for dessert. Gluten-free options are available on request. For more information, contact tjboom2@gmail.com. On November 23, Sylvan United Church holds its annual Christmas tea, bake sale and craft event. It takes place from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. and people are invited to enjoy the culinary delights and browse the sale tables. Tickets for the tea are $15 each and are available at the door. The display windows at Imagine That, in downtown Duncan, welcome 2 new artists from October 25 to November 22. First up is Michael Dean with Vancouver Island Impressions. Artist Michael Dean captures the history and spirit of Vancouver Island in his realistic impressions of working coastal vessels, forests, and beach scenes, said a press release. Using both watercolors and oils, Michael's paintings are well known for their finely crafted details. Patty McNeese takes over the second window with One of a Kind. McNeese is a ceramic assemblage artist living in Cowichan Bay. She is a full-time nurse and teaches pottery at the Clay Hub Collective on the side. Patty creates one-of-a-kind eclectic functional or sculptural pieces out of a mixture of glass, clay, wood, metal, and fabric, the release said. Speaking of the Clay Hub, the Clay Hub Collective Society is holding their annual one-day pottery sale on November 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hub at Cowichan Station. There will be 20 vendors who are all members of the society selling a wide variety of pieces from artistic to functional. Part of the proceeds goes to the Clay Hub Studio and the Cowichan Station Area Association. Find the Hub at 2375 Coxsala Road. For more information, go to www.theclayhubcollective.com.